Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today. Firstly, there is no single definition of the term and it is difficult to know whether a trip is really considered ecotourism. It is often confused with ecotourism, but does not generally correspond to the principles defined by the International Union for Conservation of Nature or the World Wildlife Fund. Critics also raise concerns that without proper planning and management, increased tourism can damage ecosystems and their species, while the infrastructure needed to sustain tourism, such as roads, can contribute to environmental degradation. They also say that it can have a negative impact on local communities, as the arrival of foreign visitors with wealth can change political and economic conditions and sometimes make them more dependent on foreign tourism than on domestic economic practices. According to the World Wildlife Fund, there is a need to support local culture and minimize the negative impact of the tourism industry. Ecotourism combines sustainable tourism with environmental protection to offer a little impact on the travel experience. Tourism to exotic, often threatened natural areas is intended to support conservation efforts and observe wildlife. The idea of combining tourism and nature conservation seems to be a no-brainer for those who want to preserve the natural beauty and culture of the places we visit. As more tourists fall in love with natural beauty, they may also want to help keep it that way, even if that means less money for conservation. Of course, there are so many environmental and economic benefits, but ecotourism is one of the most popular forms of tourism in the United States of America today. However, it can also pose a threat to their destinations and has the potential to seriously affect local communities, as ecotourists have a much greater impact on the areas they visit than mass tourists. Although we want to reduce the negative effects of travel, if tourism itself is greenwashing the responsible travel experience, we can disrupt it before it happens. It is an important educational factor and can also include cultural activities, but it is always included as an opportunity to observe and observe living beings in their natural habitats. Ecotourism means learning to respect nature and local culture and to reflect on oneself, inspired by the beauty of your own environment. This definition recognizes that natural environments have a cultural component and are environmentally sustainable. Ecotourism is a form of nature-based tourism that includes education and interpretation of the natural environment and is designed to be ecologically sustainable. Tourism is such a complex activity, and therefore requires a wide range of skills to make effective decisions, to cope with the competing demands of tourists, local communities, and local economies. In order to enjoy and appreciate the nature and the conservation it promotes, it is necessary to have a low negative impact on visitors and have a low impact, usually on a small scale. In a rapidly urbanizing world full of environmental disasters, many people seek ecotourism experiences because they are more likely to encounter wildlife without harming the local environment or people. We must strive for fragile, unspoiled and normally protected areas, because the impacts are lower. In fact, the focus of ecotourism on protection means that it is a good alternative to other forms of tourism, such as tourism or tourism in the tourism industry. The International Society for Ecotourism defines ecotourism as responsible travel to natural areas that respects the environment, promotes local well-being and includes interpretation and education. By caring for nature, the environment and local communities, it is possible to ensure that travel is sustainable. The problem with ecotourism does not start with the correct definition, because people working in different fields, from scientists to tourism policy, tend to prefer slightly different approaches. The International Society for Ecotourism, which says that ecotourism is responsible travel to nature areas that protect the environment and improve the well-being of local people, gives a simpler but more accurate definition. It defines the word as traveling to an often threatened natural environment, in particular to support conservation efforts and wildlife observation. Ecotourism was perhaps best defined in the 1990s, but Epler, Wood's original definition is now simpler and more to the point. The Latest edition of the 2017 Handbook of the International Society for Ecotourism Studies defines it as, trips to nature for the benefit of people and wildlife. Eotourism is a comprehensive classification of types of tourism that can be divided into mass tourism and alternative tourism at the first level. As shown in Fig. 1. There is no absolute boundary between sustainable and unsustainable tourism, which also shows itself as such. Mass tourism is a more traditional form, with the short-term principle of the free market prevailing and the maximization of income being of the utmost importance. This is all for today, guys. My name is Ken and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Central Asia Through Africa and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.